Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on November 20th, 2014. Voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, it's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show, or you can learn from the masters. We're going to talk about what a great time we had yesterday, at least half of us. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe, but you seem to have lost your script.
Yes, that was strange. I know.
That was very strange. You must have hit a button on your computer and it disappeared.
I just had to come up with something.
Yes.
I know that you had a fabulous time at the Manhattan Beach Pier lighting ceremony last night, and I want to hear all about that. But, of course, we have an amazing guest. Tell us, who's our guest today, Jackie?
One of our favorite guests. This morning we'll be speaking with Nick Arquette. Nick is co-founder of Walk with Sally, a nonprofit organization providing mentoring to children whose lives have been affected by a parent or sibling with cancer. Now, October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the team at Walk with Sally hosted the Breast Friends campaign the entire month. They partnered with local businesses to host events and special offers to raise funds for the campaign. Now, this morning, Nick is going to give us a recap of how they did last month and tell us what's on the radar for the holiday season, as well as a recap of last night. Welcome back to the program, Nick. We're so glad you joined us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I love it. A lot of people were asking me, like, are you really going to be on the radio tomorrow morning? I said, if you see Jackie, you make sure you tell her I will be there.
Well, I'm surprised we didn't run into each other like that, although it was quite the crush down there, right?
Well, you know, what's really super cool is, you know, I've been a part of this community for the last 25 years, and, you know, you see how much the Downtown Business Association and the community wants to thrive and wants to stand out, and this was definitely their moment to just have people go, I guess I'm supposed to be downtown. I guess I'm supposed to, like, bring my kids. It's incredible to see how they have formulated this thing. Whoever had the idea originally and how they've lived into it, I think it's amazing. I thought about your radio show today. You know, I've been on it several times, and Live, Love, Possibilities, you know, talk about your vision of the radio show. It's pretty much the vision of downtown. I think that's exactly what they tried to do.
Yeah. Well, for those people that are unaware of what went down last night was the 20th annual Pure Lighting and 25th annual open house event in downtown Manhattan Beach. And basically what that means is all the shops stayed open late. Most of them decorated their shop windows. Most of them served some sort of beverage and snacks. And it's a way of the businesses to give back to the community for supporting them all year long. And then at 7 o'clock, well, they had some activities down at the pier. They had some musical ensembles and stuff playing down at the pier. And then at 7 o'clock, the mayor flipped the switch and lit up the Manhattan Beach Pier. And it was amazing. Instead of standing dead center in the pier, me and my friends went off to the side, just to the north. So then as it lit up, we could see it. It started from the base and went all the way out. And then the roundhouse lit up. It was amazing. It was beautiful. And I took video, but there was a kid standing in front of me waving his hand, and it messed up the focus on my video. So it's blurry. Oh.
I want to know if your husband came out last night.
No, my husband was working last night. And by the way, I was working last night because I was a judge for the window displays.
Oh my God! Tell me about that. Give me some insight. Like who? Because my daughter, Joe, you have to know. Like it's all in the family, right? So she's out there judging. My daughter was an elf at Tabula Rasa, handing out cookies as people walked in.
I saw her.
So cute, right?
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. Well, anyway, several months ago, Kelly Stroman, the executive director of the Downtown Manhattan Beach Business Association, contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in being a window judge. And I said, oh, absolutely, I'd love to. So last night, all the judges had to be down at the pier at 5:45 because I guess the beach reporter wanted to get a picture for us. So, but you know, all the stuff starts. As soon as they take that picture, then the entertainment starts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, an hour and a half after that, the lights go up. And I wanted to make sure, this was my first time doing it, I wanted to make sure I did a good job of it. So
you're serious. You're being serious.
I took this very seriously.
Did you have like a notepad? Did you have like a, like, did you like have criteria?
I didn't have criteria. You know, I was bombarding Kelly with questions the last couple of days. Like, are you going to give us a list of shops that will be, doing this? And she said, no, it's all of them. You have to walk the entire downtown. So me and a girlfriend, she picked me up early, about 3:30. We drove down there. I walked all the streets. I looked at every store window, and the ones that I thought were in the running, I took pictures of, so I could see which shop name it was. And we walked most of the stores before I had to be down at the pier at 5:45. And then after 5:45, we went back, and I hit like the 6 or 8 that I thought were the best. Mm-hmm. And so Kelly gave us all clipboards. There were 3 categories for us, and I picked my winners, and then I had to hand in my clipboard at the end of the evening. So I took my duties very seriously, and it was a lot of fun. And there were some amazing windows.
Well, give us like a little like. Hit. I mean, come on. Are you allowed to get for it?
Well, I'll just mention a couple of them. Rolling Hills Flower Mart did an amazing job. Growing Wild did an amazing job. Trilogy Spa, it was snowing in Metlocks Plaza.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, it was snowing.
Did not know that.
Yes, it was snowing in Metlocks Plaza. It was also snowing down at Manhattan Denim. It was great. It was terrific. But I don't want to say anything. Well, I don't know the winners. I just know who I voted for. But Kelly Stroman may be calling in this morning to give us the winners.
Okay.
So if she calls in this morning, maybe she can tell us the winners.
Yeah, Kelly's done such a great job. And, we'll talk more about that in terms of brush friends and what happened. And the Downtown Business Association, but she's doing a great job with them.
Oh, a phenomenal job. She's so organized. And she, you know, with all those judges, it was like wrangling cats, you know, getting everybody down there and stuff. So, she does an amazing job, yeah.
So I guess that brings us, Nick, to, you know, your Walk with Sally has its normal business operations going on, and you're training mentors, and you're doing the work of Walk with Sally, and then this idea comes up to really do October Breast Awareness Month really big. How did that come up? Breast Friends. Where did that idea first come up?
It's so funny. It's like, you know, we talked and we've been a part of White Light, and you guys have been a part of White Light, and it keeps going back to like, well, do people know what Walk with Sally is? They know what White Light is. You do such a great job with these parties and these events. And I've always said, like, you have to have something that gets people's attention. Mm-hmm. And what was going on in October really hit me because my mom died of cancer and she died of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't have anything that really kind of stands out in October. And I was really kind of bothered by that because I really felt that most people that were doing something were doing it for breast cancer research, focusing on the cancer itself, like how do we rid ourselves of breast cancer. And I understood that. By the way, I just want to say something, and I didn't realize this when I said yes to being on the show. My mom's birthday is today.
What?
Today. Yeah, I want you guys to know that Sally would have been 69 today, and that's pretty amazing to think that we're on the show together.
Right.
And that this is happening. So that's,
and 69 is still young. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Just think that we lost her at such a young age.
Well, you know something, Nick? You just reminded me. Today is my sister Christine's birthday. Happy birthday, Chris.
And I have a sister Christine as well, so that's good, but it wasn't her birthday.
Well, look at that. We're all related.
Yeah.
to think. But back to Joe's question, I mean, Breast Friend was kind of a stretch because to say the word breast and to push this out there in the way that we did was really phenomenal, to be risque, to say, I want to be a breast friend. What does it mean? It means that I get that Walk with Sally is everyday matching children whose mom or dad has breast cancer or has died of breast cancer. Some of our families don't have breast cancer, but I bet I think about 40% of them do. And that was pretty incredible to us because we were like, whoa, this is big. To be a breast friend means I get that there's treatment and I get that there's treatment possibilities, but also the impact that cancer has on families, that's what Walk with Sally is focused on. And so we launched an entire month campaign and we said, your family, your business, your community, do something. It has nothing to do with us programming it or producing it, which is what we do. Let's get together for the month of October and let's see what you do. And we talked about Kelly and the Downtown Business Association. That was one of the amazing like tipping points of getting together with Downtown and saying, let's do a night where everyone shops and all the stores are involved. So it's only 2 years in, and like a lot of things, you guys, we talk about business here, you have to start somewhere, and to see in the second year what people have felt around Breast Friends has been amazing, and it's a legacy that now you have a platform to grow it.
I got to tell you, before you go, Joe, I got to say something, what Nick was saying about, first off, the campaign itself, clever and risque at the same time, even the graphic, you know, and I got to say, Joe got such a kick out of just getting to say the word breast as many times as possible.
Yes.
Joe,
tell me about that.
We had several ladies on to celebrate Breast Friends. And that was
my girls. Yeah,
that was an amazing show, and it's just really something that you know, to talk about it more, to talk about the support of people with cancer. It was really amazing and
a
new, fresh, as you said, you know, most of the people that talk about breast cancer talk about it in the context of supporting research to eradicate cancer. We're gonna lick this thing, but now it's really talking about living as a survivor, and Breast Friends is a great way of talking about that.
Yeah, Jill likes to say, "I'm a breast friend."
Yes,
Breast friend.
I like to say that.
Well, imagine, and you talk about our team, and I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what's going on with the program. I love that the girls got a chance to kind of be on the show because they got to share what's going on and what's with them. And one of the, I think, the most profound moments I had was going to Rolling Hills Prep School with 200 students and faculty and rolling out for the month of October this idea of Breast Friends and having the kids, you know, giggling in the audience. At the same time, feeling so empowered by the fact that, you know, they got it and they ran their own programs and they ran their own breast friend initiatives throughout the entire month. So they wore pink during their football games, which is what you're seeing in the NFL. They raised money. Everybody brought pennies to school. I mean, all month long, Rolling Hills Prep. That was the first time we've seen that happen before. So loving having it catch fire. I love that people are going like, this is cool. And by the way, I was going to first say Breast Friends, BFF.
Yeah.
I first wanted to take BFF because that was an acronym that was being text so much.
Right.
BFF. Anyway, it ended up being Breast Friend. And it's been, you guys, I have to tell you, it's been amazing. It's not just about raising money, really. It was about having different worlds. I went to parties in Venice, downtown L.A., Pasadena, people who had had their own party or own get-together to talk about Walk with Sally and Breast Friends. I was just really blown away. Yoga groups, boot camps on the beach in Santa Monica and Manhattan Beach, people throughout the month just doing their own thing for Breast Friends. So it's really,
I want to hear. I want to hear about all of these different events. Let's do our break, Joe, and then and then Nick can give us all of the details about the different businesses that did these different things.
We are having a great conversation with Nick Arquette today, founder of Walk with Sally, and we're talking about Breast Friends, the great campaign that they ran during the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But we'd love to have your comment or question. If you'd like to call in, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. At this time, we normally thank a sponsor. Jackie, who are we going to thank today?
Okay, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, Pediatric Therapy Network, and Walk with Sally. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, Visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
So now, Nick, I know that you guys have been doing this for 2 years. Are you connected with other organizations that do breast cancer awareness during the month of October? I mean, there's even another organization that does Breast Friends. Hello? Did we lose Nick? Or did I lose me? Hello? Jackie?
I'm here. Did we lose Nick?
I guess so. I'm not sure. Let's see if I can get him back. But I thought they've been doing this for 2 years now. There are other organizations
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Nick, and I'm not available, but you can leave me a message, and I will call you back as soon as I get it. Until then, have a great day.
I'm going to go right back to call him.
It's interesting. It's such a clever campaign, Breast Friends. I had never seen it before.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody that was doing that before, so I don't know if they came up with it or if some other organization came up with it, but I love it. And I love their graphic because it looks like a beautiful pair of breasts.
Yeah. It works out. Now, I've tried calling him back. I'm going to try one more time real quick. I think he called me, but I'm wondering if he was calling me from a different number, like his phone ran out of juice or something like that.
Maybe. Well, God knows, we've had that happen on the show.
Yeah.
Yet another reason to despise cell phones.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, let's see if we can get him back.
I may have
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys. We lost you for a minute.
Sorry about that.
Is your battery running down?
No, I was on the line. You guys couldn't hear me. The Breast Friend logo, you guys were cracking me up. It was awesome.
Now, I know Walk with Sally and your organization has been doing Breast Friends for 2 years. Are you connected with any other organizations? Because there are some out there that do Breast Friends in other places in the country, like breastfriends.org.
My God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Really? Like, I was in my own box, like, creating Breast Friends. It's awesome. Yeah. I think what's happening with Walk with Sally is, like, we're in our own little incubator. I mean, I'm so excited, you guys, because, you know, you mentioned having the girls on the radio not too long ago.
Right.
My staff consists of a 26-year-old, a 31-year-old, and a 32-year-old. One just had a baby. One's about to have a baby. It is an incredible incubator of talent and young talent who has committed themselves to nonprofit work and their future. And so what's happening in Walk with Sally has been nothing short of amazing to watch younger people thriving inside of this business model. And having them be creative and them excited, we're going to be launching some crazy stuff coming up. One is called FTK Social Club.
Mm.
FTK Social Club is really just an idea that I had about getting younger people. When I started Walk with Sally, I was 31. Now I'm 32. So I'm very excited.
Wait a minute.
And I'm 33.
And it was very much, you know, a lot of people like, Nick, it's such a great social connection. I'm like, yes, you have to make nonprofit fun. You really do. You guys have known me long enough to know that it's got to be interactive. It has to be both ways. It just can't be, you know, show up, volunteer, and sit down. What we do is mentor children. We mentor them by finding the right people and then matching them. And that match is mentor-specific. So the child has a cancer story. The adult has a cancer story. Mm-hmm. So to watch my team kind of grow in this platform. So FTK Social Club is kind of our newest thing that we're going to be launching. And it's really about saying in the South Bay, look, there are 25 to 35-year-olds who maybe they haven't grown up giving back. Maybe they have a cancer story. Maybe they're kind of a little bit tired of just being about them and going to Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's create FTK Social Club. FTK means for the kids. We kind of have a saying in our, you know, office, which is anytime stuff goes bad, anytime we're having a problem, somebody will throw out FTK, you know, and we'll remind ourselves, like, we're for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a great thing to live into, the idea of for the kids. So FTK Social Club will become a group of young men and women in their 20s and 30s who will launch their own initiatives, who will be a part of an advisory committee to keep us young, fresh, and that's kind of what Breast Friends really came out of, was trying to become fresh, innovative, and exciting to people, and giving them a different look at breast cancer. You know, we hear about Susan G. Komen, we hear about Revlon Walk, but we don't know that Walk with Sally is matching families daily with a mentor who's going to alter the course of their life and bring hope when cancer hits the family.
You know, we call that, Nick, we call that hands-on.
Yeah.
It's hands-on work.
Hands-on.
It's hands-on. It's, oh, my goodness. Everybody wants to, hands-on best friend, breast friends.
Yeah, everyone does.
No, but no, you're right. You made a very good point just a little bit ago. You said, you know, 10, 20 years ago, nonprofit stuff, it wasn't a lot of fun. It was, but you get together, you know, send out mailing lists, show up at some stodgy event most of the time, you know, and you're making it fresh, exciting, and energizing, and people, that's what gets people involved.
Yep, you're right, right.
So as I'm imagining this, you're saying FTK Social Club, so now this is where people get together in the FTK Club, and they go to different events and socialize, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, really, you find that there is this platform for me to be innovative inside of nonprofit, as Jackie said. Like, why not it be a place where you could meet a new friend, a business contact, or maybe your future life partner?
Mm-hmm.
Inside of something that is meaningful. And once you get the message of, wow, this little boy just lost his dad to cancer, and Walk with Sally is following and wrapping their arms around him, and now we're going to a new restaurant that's just opened in the South Bay, and I'm tying everything together, and I feel good, how do I give back? A quick example of this, I started meeting with the FTK team. I'm forming what will become the governing body. They will have their own initiative, vision, what they do for the year. And I met this gal, Courtney, who's 27 years old, and she was like, I really want to be a part of this. No one's ever asked me. I've never been a part of something like this. She started to get really, really excited and, of course, has a boyfriend, is getting, you know, on her own way with her new career,
mm-hmm.
and she calls me and says, my great grandparents have a foundation, and they give money,
mm-hmm.
and I have submitted you guys, and I got a letter. They gave us $3,000 yesterday on the Breast Friends initiative.
Yeah,
and I was just blown away. This 27-year-old happened to have great-grandparents who are no longer alive in a foundation. So what that tells you is there's a platform for younger people to get involved, and we're going to make it, for lack of a better word, more trendy And okay, even if you don't have $500 to write a check, you have time or you have energy to produce something. And that's what FTK is going to be about.
Now, along the way, though, Nick, you're scaring me, because the idea of marrying the need and the desire to give back to, let's call them Generation Y, post-millennial or millennial generation that just really doesn't know how to get involved and give back. They want to, they just don't know how to get involved and have fun at the same time. Now you're providing them a vehicle to have fun, to meet other people, whether for business or for personal. This is an explosive idea.
Well, you know, the big part of it is, again, going back to the original thing Nick was saying about, you know, nonprofits, it used to be boring. And you used to have deep pockets to get involved, you know? And right. Now this gives younger people that are just starting out in their lives and their careers, it gives them an opportunity to be a part of it. They don't have to write a $10,000 check for a table or something. You know what I mean? I can't come up with the right phrase right now, but you know what I mean? It's opening it up to everybody.
Well, you know what's also different, and you guys have known me for a long time, is, you know, we have to continue to think about giving back to them, to you. If you come to light, am I giving you something or am I taking something? Mm-hmm. And so I've always come from that place. And that, so I told you about Courtney, who knew her great-grandparents have a foundation. I mean, it's crazy good. And Breast Friends is a way of being that month allowed for people in their 20s to host a party with their friends, and everybody brought $20. And they called the local Mexican restaurant, and they did it all by themselves, and they had 100 people, and they handed us $1,200. I mean, this is the power of what's happening. And I know, Joe, you're the internet, you know, obviously things that are happening. Jackie brought it up. You don't have to have $500. Giving Tuesday, which we're talking about here also, Giving Tuesday coming up in December is this idea that you don't need a $100,000 donor. You could have Generation X, Y, and Z give $5 on Giving Tuesday, mm-hmm. and the culmination of that is pretty powerful. So that's where, if you're getting innovative with nonprofit, if you're getting sophisticated, if you're changing the way your website looks and your logo, which we're doing right now, people are starting to gravitate towards you just through the internet. And $5 will mm-hmm. go a long way.
Mm-hmm. All those $5 adds up.
Right, mm-hmm. right. It is a new way of looking at getting involved with a nonprofit and being involved and staying involved. Because it's hard to go from one event to another event to another event and keep that common thread, unless the common thread is, hey, we're going to have a party next month, and we're always going to have a party next month.
Well, how do you build loyalty? How do you build, you know, camaraderie? You have endorphins. Something happens when I go to White Light. Something happens when I'm a part of Best Friends. Something happens when I go to the Bowl of Prom. I feel like I'm a part of something. And guess what? I made a contact for business. I met a cool group of friends. Mm-hmm. And I gave back at the same time. So you really has to no longer be one-way street. It has to be a win-win.
Right. All right. Always, we're learning something new whenever we have you on the show, Nick. If it's not just talking about what's become one of the signature events in the South Bay, White Light, White Night, or if it's talking about Walk with Sally or the innovative things that you're doing with elder care and senior care. This one is a winner. The FTK Social Club.
Mm.
I love it.
Well, we thought it's cool because you guys do such a great job with your program. And to have some of our girls be on the radio show not too long ago to talk about it, you know, we're giving them a chance to have a voice. And it's cool because you're seeing those 20 and 30-somethings, like, rising up. And I'm loving what's happening in my office. The matching is phenomenal. We are now matching at a rate of 2 to 3 friendships a month, and it's all over L.A. County. Very exciting.
Hmm.
I have a little bit of a sad story to tell you guys. Yesterday, my husband got a text or an email, and I heard him go, "Oh, no." And I was like, "What is it? What is it?" He said, wait, let me read this." And a longtime business associate of his, he used to work with this guy years ago. I'm not going to say any names. But he was just informed that he died yesterday of a very rare bone marrow cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I thought was the saddest part. He's been battling this cancer for 7 years. And they didn't tell anybody. Only his wife knew. And they have young children, and he didn't want anybody to know about it, and they told no one. And then yesterday, everybody found out that he just passed away.
Well,
and I just can't even imagine trying to be in that battle by myself without any community support, family support. Mm-hmm. I was blown away by it. I just couldn't believe it. When you hear about all the support there is out there and how many other people have gone through it, mm-hmm. it boggles my mind that this is something that he wanted to face alone and not share with anybody. And I find that very sad.
Wow.
Well, And sad for a different reason than we thought. Of course, someone that perhaps your husband respected has passed away. But that's the sad part, is not being able to share the fact that he had cancer with other people. He didn't feel that it was allowed, it was normal. What?
Well, it goes back. You know, his children were unaware of this. So one day, daddy's gone. Now, was he unaware that there are groups like Walk with Sally that are out there that can help children, you know, and community support? You know, obviously he wasn't. He wasn't aware of this. And you know, it makes me a little angry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have to say, you know, On the reverse side of that, wow, you know, you brought up such an important point. I think that on the reverse side of that, Walk with Sally, a family moved into town from Massachusetts. I'm going to tell you really two quick stories, and this will kind of give you the reverse of that, Jackie. A man and his daughter moved into town 6 months ago. And they are from Massachusetts. And the mom died, 36. And they have a little girl, and she's 11 years old, and she's now at Grandview. And they reached out immediately. Now, the fact that they let the community know that they had lost his wife and the mother to cancer, and immediately at Grandview they said, "Oh, you should call Walk with Sally." That was incredible, because what happened? The dad and the daughter are now a part of our community in a big way. And they are being praised and loved and hugged. And now we've matched the daughter with a gal who's 41 years old, who's not had kids, and just can't. Just, she's over the moon. Mm-hmm. The other story I'm going to tell you is a family moved from New York to Venice with 5 kids. And dad has throat cancer. And they heard about us through the Venice School Board. And they have 5 kids, 3 which are triplets. And we're matching every single child over the next month, except for one who's seven. One who's six. One who's seven, we'll match him. So the reverse of that, Jackie, is I'm seeing how families are under duress who are going through this situation, who are just moving here, and they're saying yes to Walk with Sally, and we're saying, come be a part of our community. And these folks are showing up at our activity events, and they're getting to meet each other. The moms and the dads are saying hello to each other, and they're becoming a part of the community. So I feel bad for your story because I see the possibilities when open up.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I hope that maybe they can get something from it now. You know, maybe they can get some support now, because to go through that for all those years and not to have any support, it was all on the wife.
Right.
Oh,
it's crazy.
You bring up a great point. It's all in one person, and you know, cancer changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we say this in our training. I'm focused on what the change brings to families. I'm focused on when that call comes in. What do we do? And that's it. And we're going to continue to hear about this. This is going to continue to be a conversation. And I think that creating a platform for people to give back and to understand, like, what is their role in all of this is really crucial. And making nonprofit innovative is one of my biggest goals, you guys. I want nonprofit to be a totally different way of looking at how to give back.
Hmm. Absolutely. We're hopefully in a different space now, where and especially here in the South Bay with Walk with Sally and the cancer support communities. We have the community support out there. We have the organizations out there for people, and there's no reason to suffer this alone. We hope more families reach out because it's a private matter, but then again, it's not. You want your friends, you want a child's friends to understand the impact of cancer and not have that child be, you know, ostracized or afraid to mention it in school or anything like that.
Mm. But it's funny, Joe, it's not a socioeconomic conversation, really. I often find that, you know, the ones that we're helping are people that, you know, are already have other issues. But in Manhattan Beach and others, you really want to be able to say, you know, that child, regardless of your income, still needs other people, and you need other people. This gentleman I told you who lived in from Massachusetts, he doesn't know anybody. His wife died. To get him included in our community is what we're all about, and I think that it's not a money conversation. It's a cancer conversation.
Right.
All right. We got to get to the guide, Joe.
Yes, we do. All right. This is sponsored by who, Jackie?
The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard, and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the delicious details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com, spelled all out, rockandbrews.com, or call 310-378-4970. Okay, starting this weekend, all the large local shopping centers will be hosting holiday events. Now, by all means, take advantage of the activities and the special offers, but don't forget that November 29th is Small Business Saturday. Make an effort to spend a portion of your holiday budget at small, independently owned businesses. Shopping local is vital for a community's economic health, so let's keep those dollars in the South Bay. Now, with that said, everything I'm about to mention here is local. Tonight, Thursday, November 20th, Terranea Resort will hold its final installment of this year's bi-monthly signature Chef's Cooking Series, Autumn Coastal Harvest. Led by Terranea Executive Chef Bernard Ibarra, the three-course menu will highlight the fall seasonal offerings found around Southern California, with an emphasis on ingredients found on property at Terranea, beginning with an hors d'oeuvres and cocktail hour and complemented by wine pairings from Muga Winery throughout the evening. This month's interactive Chef's Cooking Series dinner will partner with the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, with all benefits supporting the charity. Chefs from Terranea will personally present each course during the dinner, which will take place at Terranea's Catalina View Gardens. Guests are invited to attend the harvest dinner by purchasing tickets in advance, as seats are limited. I don't know if they're sold out yet. Seats are $250 per guest, and guests will receive a special take-home gift at the conclusion of the evening. For more information on that, you can visit www.terranea.com. Okay, the public is invited to join the King Harbor Yacht Club, King Harbor Boating Foundation, and the Portofino Hotel for a wine-tasting fundraiser sponsored by Patron on tonight, Thursday, November 20th, in the Bayside Ballroom. Guests will enjoy wine tasting, its appetizers, silent and live auctions in an oceanfront venue. Doors open at 6:30 with the silent auction at 7 p.m. and the live auction beginning at 8. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door the night of the event. Parking is $8. Tickets may be purchased at the King Harbor Yacht Club or online. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at khbf.org. That's King Harbor Boating Foundation.org. Portofino Hotel is located at 260 Portofino Way in Redondo Beach, and the event benefits the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade Charities, Shelter Partnership, Sea Lab, and the King Harbor Youth Foundation. Plaza El Segundo welcomes the holiday season with the annual tree lighting ceremony on Friday, November 21st. The festivities begin at 5 p.m. in the kids zone throughout the edge, including free entertainment from 5 to 7 p.m. in front of the counter. The Elf on the Shelf scavenger hunt, balloon twisting, face painting, and free treats. Plus, meet the L.A. Kings ice crew from 6 to 8 p.m. Families may also visit with Santa and take photos inside Suite XO from 5 to 9. Santa takes a break from 7 to 7:30, and be sure to stop into Yaya's Boutique on the Edge and enjoy face painting from 6 to 9. Free hay rides will be available, again, from 6 to 9 to transport guests between the three activity areas. And the annual tree lighting ceremony will take place in the fountain area next to Pinkberry from 7 to 7:30 p.m. with special guests and performances by the El Segundo High School Chamber Choir, the El Segundo Middle School Choir, Legacy Dance Academy, and more. For additional information, visit the website at www.plazaelsegundo.com. Promenade on the Peninsula presents the annual open house and tree lighting ceremony on Saturday, November 22nd, beginning at 4 p.m. The tree lighting will begin at 5 with local youth group performances and a surprise visitor to take photos with. I wonder who that could be. The open house features special deals, discounts, and fun activities. Retailers will stay open until 9 p.m. For more information and store listings, visit www.promenadeonthepeninsula.com. And that is located in Rolling Hills Estates on Silver Spur Road between Hawthorne and Crenshaw Boulevards. The Hermosa Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau hosts the 2014 Holiday Sidewalk Festival in downtown Hermosa Beach on Saturday, November 22nd from 10 in the morning till 6 p.m. Spend the afternoon discovering the many fine shops, restaurants, and services this classic beach town has to offer. The event will feature live music, kids' activities, and special offers from local businesses and restaurants. A holiday-themed scavenger hunt with great prizes will also highlight the activities for the day. Scavenger hunt entry forms will be available at the Hermosa Beach Chamber of Commerce website. And for more information, you can call 310-376-0951 or visit the website at www.hbchamber.net. Hale Pilates has partnered with Barsha Wines and Rebel Coast Winery to help change the face of men's health. Join them on Tuesday, November 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Barsha Wines in Manhattan Beach, along with Rebel Coast Winery, for the Mo Hale Movember Wine Tasting. Guests will enjoy an evening of wine and small bites while using their powers for good. Tickets are $25 per person and include one glass of red or white wine from Rebel Coast, plus a cheese charcuterie, homemade dips, and tapenade buffet by Barsha Wines. Oh, but wait, it gets better. Your $25 donation also includes a free class at Hale Pilates. 100% of the proceeds will go directly to the Movember Foundation. For more information, visit, to make a reservation and for more information, there's an Eventbrite page. Get that URL on my website. And these are just a few of the events taking place this weekend, so be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And a program note, tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, we're going to have guest Scott Alavi from Cardigo, and a couple of other people that are sponsors for this year's Manhattan Beach Chamber Holiday Party at Veranda. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., we're going to be talking about the big party.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Now, you know, Jackie, I know that you said that someone might be calling in, did you say, with the winners?
Possibly. Kelly said she may be calling in this morning with the winners from the window display. Let's see if it's her. Then again, it might be James. I saw him last night, too.
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Jackie. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
Kelly, Nick Arquette, Walk with Sally. We just were talking about you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, and I just called in. I'm sorry, I'm calling from my cell phone, too. Is Nick still on the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, Nick.
I'm here. How are you, love?
Good. Did you make it downtown last night to see all the festivities?
Of course, and I forgot to mention, and because we only have 1 hour, you guys should make this a two-hour program. I was thinking about the chili cook-off in which the Neptunians pulled off an incredible event down at the Firehouse in Manhattan Beach. And we had North End and Paul Martin choosing Walk with Sally as their favorite charity. And who got number one and number two? North End number one. Paul Martin number two. Hey.
Yeah. That was a great event. I didn't see you there. Sorry I missed you.
Yeah, I came and kissed babies and left. Perfect.
So, Kelly, you got some news for us?
Not specific news yet. I do. We have a tie. I just I want to clarify one thing with one judge who was a little vague in his voting. The name will go unannounced. Anyways, I hate to be vague with you, but I don't have a firm announcement for you. I will hopefully, you know, by later this morning. I can tell you pretty much we have a two-way tie for the most original window, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, too, is several of the judges wrote in honorable mention. That was not one of the categories, as you know, Jackie. And by the way, Jackie, thank you for judging and being downtown last night. It was really an awesome night.
It was an honor. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, you're welcome. Almost all the judges wrote in an honorable mention. So I'm actually going to honor that and give a fourth category. So I have one thing to clarify, and then I'll be able to announce it later today. But get your pictures ready.
Wonderful.
Because there's some pretty, it's a nice, diverse selection. This year, for the first time, we had three categories. Most original, best 20th anniversary celebration, and the most eco-friendly. So it was really amazing. Joe, we got to get you there one night because it was a spectacle last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say,
Kelly, we talked a little bit about you and what you brought to the Downtown Business Association, and we were talking about Breast Friends and the possibility of what that looks like. And downtown last night was really a reflection of that. We had celebrities. We were at Tabula Rasa. My daughter donated her time to be an elf at Tabula Rasa. You saw what it looks like when Manhattan Beach comes together. And, you know, as a resident here for the last 25 years, I was just so excited to see people getting it. And it's kind of become a thing. And it's kind of just amazing to watch. So congrats to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is really neat. Did you guys make it up to Metlock and see the snow blowing at Trilogy? Chandra did a fantastic job at Trilogy Spa.
I did. That was my first stop. I started at the top of Manhattan Beach Boulevard. I took my duties very seriously, Kelly. I saw everything.
Good. Oh, and by the way, did you see Rolling Hills Flower Mart opened up, Jackie? They opened up yesterday, right before.
They were one of my winners on my vote.
Okay, they were gorgeous.
They did an amazing job. Everybody did an amazing job.
I think the bottom line is like, you know, we saw celebrities out. We were really impressed with the turnout. I just think now it's kind of reached a tipping point where it's going to just become even bigger and better. It's just, you know, it's always been for us a family affair, and that's definitely what it is. But I just see it now just kind of going to another level with this idea of the window dressing and this and that. I mean, it just, where can it go from here? It's just going to be amazing.
You know something, yeah. Nick, I was thinking about that. This is a community event, and I can't tell you how many people I ran into it. All locals, and I love that about it. And one of the things in this case that Manhattan Beach really has going for it is that parking is such an issue that I don't think it will, and I don't want it necessarily to become something that has happened in other areas. I can think of a couple of other events very similar to this that started out as community things, but then word got out to the world at large, and suddenly you don't run into your neighbors anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's very important to keep
I have to be
the community.
I have to be honest about that. Yeah, I have to be honest about that. I really like that it was such a community event, and it's a South Bay thing. I mean,
you want it to be organic, and if somebody's going to come in and have a store or a shop, they better be part of the Downtown Business Association. They better help walk with Sally.
They better be on this radio show.
Yeah.
They better be on the radio show. I mean, they better get it, because the ones that don't, like, I just don't know. You know, and I think that's the organic thing that you're still feeling. It's, you know, hugging Maureen and her texting me going, did I do well? And I'm like, it was perfect, you know. And to have all of us who've been at City Hall and all of us have, come on. It's like, you just can't, you got to be in it to win it. And that's the thing that I think you're touching on, is that there's a rite of passage. And we want people that are committed to this community.
You know something funny? I went into Villa Rosa last night. All the times I've spoken to Maureen, she's been on this show. You know, we've emailed back and forth a bunch, but I've never met her in person. I made a point to go into her store and walk up and introduce myself.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, she is. She's a gem down here. I mean, 10, 11 years and expansion, that's like a great story.
You know, it's fun, and I love that she texted you last night, Nick, and said that I do well, because that's exactly, you know, she and so many of the business owners downtown live to please the community. And so that's a perfect example of them, you know, wanting to please and making sure that everybody in the community is happy with them. You know, I love that. She's so dedicated to downtown Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful.
And think about it. She hired my daughter to be an elf, and then their little friends who are all in eighth grade. So, I mean, you think about how this all comes full circle. It's just crazy. And that's really what I try to teach around Walk with Sally, is get everybody involved.
Was your daughter the one holding the little bowl of pretzels right as you walked in, the little elf?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. She was so cute. Yeah, precious. Yeah.
Charlotte.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Nick Arquette from Walk with Sally. Thanks so much, Nick.
Well, I love what you do, and it's so great to just be able to talk about community, so thank you.
It was wonderful. And thank you, Kelly Stroman, Downtown Business Association. Thank you.
You're welcome. If I don't talk to you before, have a happy Thanksgiving, both of you.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.